Boy World, it's your boy Mastermind, man, and this is a special weekday drop. Man, listen, man, I got the homie Q in the building, man. Hey, man, I've been amped up and excited to talk to you, my brother. Let's talk about this Hogwarts Legacy, this Call of Duty, and this, what's the other one, Breaking Point. But we got to dive right into this Hogwarts Legacy. Man, listen, hey, man, tell them about this marathon you just did, dog. What, you on a 10-hour marathon?
I don't know what we
is.
I'm probably at 4 hours right now. I'm probably at 3 or 4 hours right now. But yeah, man, I've just been deep diving into it, exploring Hogwarts. Fucking, man. I don't even have my broom yet. It's like you're doing a lot of questing before you even get a chance to explore the world the way you're gonna end up doing it.
So what about the story so far? Is the story kind of coming along? Like the hype is building up for the story? Like pretty much like everybody was saying?
Yeah, the story is great. I mean, it's like I heard somebody else was saying, it's like it's nothing that's based around the actual Harry Potter movies that's in it. Like the closest thing you'll get to like reliving a Harry Potter moment is you seeing like a scenery that was in the movie or something like that. But as far as the story, it's your own, it's your story. Your character is the main character. Like you're Harry Potter, and this Harry Potter don't even exist. It's 100 years before Harry. So yeah, it's all about you.
So what about the
gameplay for us, like the mechanics with the combat system and everything?
Man, it's the combat system is just what it is, what you would expect from a magic game. But it's just like I had to equate it to a game. I'd say it's borderline on some Assassin's Creed type of shit.
Okay, that's what
and almost God of War, as far as you know. You get the parry attacks and stuff. You get the mixed combos and all that stuff. Like it's combat is better than I thought it would be.
So when you say it's kind of like God of War, do you get to like have anybody that like travel with you or whatnot?
Well, you can duel on side somebody, depending on if you're doing a mission or whatnot. Or like when you know in the early little dueling, or you can choose to like duel by yourself. Me, I use the partner just play around with it.
But mostly
through the whole story, you're alone though.
Yeah, it is a single player game. But yeah, there are a few missions where you're gonna have a companion with you. Like starting off, it's just little character in the game. He's trying to like save his sister and stuff like that. So you're gonna be doing a few little missions with him throughout the game.
Okay, so see
when I seen you playing it, it gave me the vibe of a little bit like Kingdom Hearts / Assassin's Creed, because you can freely roam. And with I say Kingdom Hearts because the combat, you can kind of swipe, hit your weapon or anywhere, even if enemies is not around, and the enemies kind of like appear out of nowhere at time to time, or you kind of get to prepare yourself before you be presented with an enemy. Kingdom Hearts had those type of elements, and I feel like this had that real similar to it. So what about like the enemies? Do the combat ever feel like it's repetitive in the game or what?
Oh no, you're getting every battle is different as far as I can explain, especially when you actually unlocking spells and shit. Yeah.
So you have
to beat them to unlock the new spells and stuff.
Especially, yeah, and then like based on the enemies you fight too, because like you can't fight a troll the same way you fight a goblin, and then the same way you fight another witch or wizard. Like everything got its own different weakness. Everything got their own strengths. And then they got You got the spider, like those spiders in this, and if like it's different and different creatures that can attack you and stuff. I haven't even got to like the centaurs. I don't know whose side the centaurs on. So, like, I don't even have my mount yet. So, yeah.
What level are you on?
My level is 16 now.
What was the leveling process?
It's like, do you got to grind?
No, I'm 17. Oh, yeah, this is a questing game. It's a very much questing game. It's collectibles in it. Like, I don't even have my talents unlocked. It's still saying progress through the main story to unlock. Like, it's hella shit to do.
So are you doing like side
quests or just the story mode?
No, I'm doing side quests. Challenges, main quests. My challenges are 16% right now. And it's 5 sections of challenges. Combat challenges, quest challenges, exploration challenges, field guide challenges, and the room of requirement. I don't even have my room of requirement unlocked yet.
So would you recommend
somebody just go through the story or like go through all of it, kind of grind it out?
I mean, you have to progress. You have to go through the story, you know, to progress and certain shit. But you also got to be a certain level to get the stuff. So you got to grind on the side quest to you do certain.
Kind of play through some of those fillers or whatnot, just even participate further within the game. I got a trick question for you. So the homie Hip Hop Gamer Man, he be rocking with Plitch with the cheat codes or whatnot. How do you feel about cheat codes in a game like Hogwarts Legacy?
Cheat codes for what?
For
fillers, for those filler scenes. Like, so,
what filler scene?
Like filler scenes.
Like, let's say if somebody wanted to play directly through the story, but they ain't got time to really go through the filler part, the grind part, they can just put a cheat code in. You know what I'm saying? For the amount of money they need or the weapon they need to progress in the story mode, kind of like Grand Theft Auto a little bit.
Then that defeats the purpose of the game. Okay. That defeats the entire purpose of the developers taking a whole fucking 2, 3, 4, 5 years to make a game, and then people complain, and then people end up complaining about, oh, this game went by so quick. Yeah, why ain't no more content coming out? Blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah. y'all just gonna cheat and you gonna wanna be at max level, mission one. Like, get the fuck out of here.
So how did you feel back in the day with cheat codes, with like Grand Theft Auto and things like that? Because that same thing, you wouldn't
be able to beat, even with cheat codes back then, you weren't able to beat the game in a fucking week.
So you're saying with cheat codes,
now you're able to beat the game
within a week, you're saying?
I mean, yeah, if you able to get a cheat code that'll give you the amount of money for you to be able to get everything maxed out and all that shit that you need on the game on the first mission, bless you, man. Yeah, that's getting crazy. Like I said, that defeats you pay the purpose of you paying $60 for a game. For you to beat that bitch in 3 days.
I mean, it's still
some fun elements to it. I mean, especially if you got, you know what I'm saying, if you're playing the part you can't figure out or whatnot. But I see your point though, because I see both points of it, you know what I'm saying? Because if you grinding through a game, let's say if this game is 110 hours long, full side quest, full quest, all of that quest, you maybe only got 5 hours or a couple hours to kind of just really dive into it, not the full 100, so you don't unlock that trophy or whatnot. But if you put in a cheat code to kind of, you know, take down the process, let's say a cheat code to where you don't have to do the side missions, you can kind of just do the story missions, but still kind of, you can, you know, level up faster or whatever, or maybe an ultimate weapon, but people still experience and having fun in the game. I think the fun factor is what matters at the end of the day. But at the same time, when a lot of games...
So you want to have fun for 15 hours.
Yeah, true.
But check this. Some games some games have that point to where you have to, like, it's actually fun when you put that grind into it. So my question is to you, is this one of them games, even when you're grinding, it still has that fun factor?
Hell yeah. Because you grind it for a purpose. You ain't just grinding. First of all, you're not grinding for in-game purchases. First of all, like, you grinding for shit that you actually able to unlock within the game without paying for shit. Second of all, like I said, if you gonna spend $60, $80 if you pre-ordered it for a game, just to fucking put a cheat code in that bitch for you to beat that bitch in 7 days, and then, oh, you done with it. Like, that's asking that to me.
So, would you say,
basically, with any game or just this game?
I mean, any game that's like an open world game that has hours of content that when they even tell you that this game is going to have so many hours of content in it. So it's like, if you know this game is going to be that long, like it's not going to be done in a jump, skip, and a hop, then, and you know, that's not your little steez, you know, you want to play some Street Fighter type shit, be done in 12 fucking characters, whatever, like, go ahead, do that. Don't get nothing like this.
Every game ain't got
that Grand Theft Auto feel.
You know what I'm saying? You want to play some Madden? You want to play some Madden shit? Goddamn, just play you a whole regular season and be done with it. Yeah, go ahead. But no, for motherfuckers who actually like content-based and story-based shit, it's like, and then especially like with something like this, this is fucking Hogwarts. This is the Harry Potter universe. Like, that's like saying somebody playing the Shadows of Mordor and like saying, oh, like they first of all, I don't think anybody has beat Shadow of War or Shadow of Mordor in a week unless they sat there and just played nonstop.
It took a long time to beat, huh?
Hell yeah. All them damn orcs and captains and shit, like this, and then it's like shit to be unlocked. So, yeah, it's like that's the whole point of people making. That's the whole point of the people making, taking years on top of years to do shit like that.
So let me ask you,
do you think this game would it be nice if they drop a DLC? Could you see a DLC drop into this game? Adding on to that grind.
I see them making hella DLCs for this shit.
Oh,
hella DLCs. That's what this got. This got the potential for that. Because it's so much shit you can do.
Give me an idea, man. What would your ideal DLC
be for Hogwarts?
Same with the game
in now. You know what I'm saying?
Like, some things you
would kind of change, or some things that would probably add on to the DLC.
I know it's a good one.
We can come back to it. Because I want to talk to you about these graphics.
Talk to you about these
graphics, man. What I know you played on performance mode first, but have you switched it over to the fidelity mode? Like, what's your take on the graphics and the performance mode? We're gonna come back to that big question. I would just remember that one at the end of the show, because that is a deep one.
This shit damn
near
perfect.
Yeah.
What's your favorite mode, fidelity mode or performance?
Oh, I've only played in performance. I ain't even tried the other one.
So even with performance,
it's still looking damn near perfect.
Oh yeah. Trees still swaying, shit like they real. Every blade of grass, all that. Not a water, I mean, and water in games will always look.
Oh,
ain't too many games outside of Ghost of Tsushima got water, right?
What about the like
shadows and the lighting when you're in dark areas and bright areas with the HDR or whatnot?
Oh yeah, it's like when it's foggy out, sunset and all that. They go in the nighttime. You can actually be out. I like that you can be out at nighttime. Gotta go in.
Do they have
like the picture mode on there?
I believe so.
But they don't.
I can see them adding that. I can see them adding that on.
Go into the controls to see.
Yeah, maybe
I believe. I believe photo mode is such a common thing now. So yeah, they should have it.
I see them right now. Somebody doing some real cool things, a lot of them photos, especially like the cutscenes and stuff. Like, for perfect example, when I was watching you play, the dude pulled off on an invisible horse. Like, yo, snapshot that. Soon as he pulling off, like, yo, that it's some nice.
That flying carriage, yeah.
Nice scenes in that game, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, the sunset screenshot that joint. It's some nice scenes, and I turn this into some nice pictures or whatnot.
So when it comes to
graphics, before this, like, what do you rate this game for as your graphics, like your graphical game? Before this game, what was your graphic game you was throwing in your top one, your top two?
Ghost of Tsushima.
So do this
Ghost was killing everything.
Okay.
So this one ain't top the Ghost yet.
I'd give this one. This is probably 9. Ghost is 9. I'll give this 9.5.
It's on the horizon. What about the controls? Is it pretty easy to catch on to the controls?
Oh, yeah, and the controls are smooth. Like, yeah. Definitely easy to catch on. It's like I said, it's if I could compare it to anything, it's got that Assassin's Creed hub to it, because it's like you got to hold down the trigger and then like press square X and triangle or something to do like a certain spell and move and shit. And like, but if you don't hold down the trigger, that's just a regular attack.
What about like special
powers on them? Like, do they have like finishing moves? Anything like that? Like
oh yeah, you can stack attacks to make combos and stuff, and then like they got actual like finishes at the end of the combo.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, what about your energy bar?
Like you like nothing like natural recovery, or you gotta get herbs and stuff to kind of recover yourself or what?
No, you gotta make potions, nigga.
Okay.
It's the real deal.
You gotta make health potions.
The deal. Okay, so everything
you make like health potions, defense potions, offense potions.
What if you mess up on a potion?
Could it kill you?
Say it again.
So what if you mess up on
a potion? Could it kill you?
Oh no, if you fuck up, you just fuck up.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean they are trying to have children play this game. even though you can be dark, you can do dark shit.
Yeah, so I think
IGN tweet something out about that. So you can be a good wizard or a bad wizard. I know you said you wanted to be a bad wizard, but we probably don't know yet, but I was gonna say.
No, it's like it's just like this, the morale shit that be in game. Like if you do good shit, you're gonna be the good guy. You do bad shit, you're gonna be considered the bad guy.
Okay.
What I was gonna ask about is a new game plus. What'd be really dope is if you can have a new game plus keep your morale status like good and evil starting at the beginning, you feel what I'm saying, and being able to replay through the story mode to kind of change up ways to kind of get a different ending to the game. That'll be dope if they give us the ability to do something like that. So you gotta let me know about this new game plus if they got that. And if we got a new game plus, can we keep our stuff? That's the key feature to it.
See, that would the new game pluses are good. It's just as far as where I'm at now, because I haven't gotten too far into the game yet. I honestly at this point don't see the purpose of it. Because it's already four different experiences depending on what house you in.
Break that down.
You can literally play this bitch through three more different times after your first playthrough. Because every house has a different outcome.
Okay,
as far as main story wise.
Break down the houses.
So when you at the beginning of the game, you get to choose houses or something?
Yeah.
Okay, so break it down.
Which the four houses you got? What you mean, like four is like the magic, like wind, fire, like that? Kind of like Pokemon.
What, nigga? Nigga, have you ever watched Harry Potter? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I did, but I mean, I don't too much remember right now. So this game is
four
based.
Houses, nigga. What the fuck is you talking and about?
So this game is based completely off of Harry Potter, or is it based off its own?
Off the world of Harry Potter.
Okay, so
break down these worlds. So tell me about these four worlds you get to go into.
No, ain't no four worlds. Hogwarts is the school, and the four houses are Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, and Slytherin.
With these four houses, are like, you know what I'm saying? Which houses you choose?
Slytherin, nigga. Okay. This is no. Okay.
Hey, this for the people.
It's big Slytherin shit over here. We don't do that other shit.
Don't know nothing about Harry Potter, don't know nothing about Hogwarts Legacy, don't know nothing about the four houses. That's why I should kind of break it down and elaborate on it. You dig what I'm saying? So you say fully all together, you get it. 9.5.
Think about the school, Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, is basically Avatar: The Last Airbender. Everything was fine until the Dark Wizards came. For people who ain't never watched or read a Harry Potter book or whatever like that, yeah, it's like if you didn't play World of Warcraft or anything like that that had sorcerers in it. I mean, I don't know what's keeping you from playing it. So if you play Dungeons and Dragons, I don't know what the fuck keep you playing this.
Okay, so
for somebody that's fresh to it, which house would you recommend that they go with?
Say it one more time.
So somebody
that's fresh into the game, don't know nothing about it, which house would you recommend to go with?
Slytherin house. All day, every day. I'm biased.
Okay, so
let's get an understanding.
I'm biased as fuck.
Why would you recommend
that onto a new person? So why would you like Slytherin House so much?
Slytherin's the best. everything else is just a toy.
We need some more houses on the show so we can have a full house debate. In this joint, man. I got one of the other homies that got it. I think he said he gonna pick it up. I don't know which house he gonna go with, but if he go with a different one besides the one you went with, we gonna definitely bring you back on the show and get him on the show and y'all can debate it out.
Make sure you pick the right one, because I would never lower myself to debate with any of those lower houses, let alone a Hufflepuff.
So is this game multiplayer or single player?
No, it's single player right now, but like I was saying earlier in my stream, this shit got the potential to have one of the biggest multiplayer rollouts ever. Cause like if you look at it, how all this other shit is, like how they got Warzone and all that shit, motherfuckers can enroll in the Hogwarts and everybody in the world be going to fucking Hogwarts, going out here learning spells and shit, doing raids, fighting trolls, goddamn having magic wars, dark wizards against light wizards, and all that shit.
So it's definitely waiting
for multiplayer, huh?
Hell yeah, this bitch is asking for multiplayer. It's begging for multiplayer, goddamn.
Yeah, game.
It's all about what them devs decide.
Yeah. All right, so overall, you would get a game 9.5 out of 10.
So you said the controller
pretty good, the graphics dope, story pretty dope already. So overall,
you know what? I will give this motherfucker actually a full 10 for the simple, it gets that 0.5 for the simple fact they are the first game to not only get dreads right, they are the first, right? They are the first game, first RPG game to have dreads.
True.
And they did them better. You know how many years we didn't have dreads in Madden?
Yeah.
the dreads in this game shitting on Madden dread. Every year, I don't give a fuck what year Madden it is. Dreads look ass.
That's what I was saying off air. Some games when they get the black character, they don't get the hair right. Some games when they get the hair right, they don't
get the hair right.
But this game, they got both of them right. That's really cool. That's really cool.
Man, what? I knew shit was crazy when I seen the nigga with the damn high top fade. Goddamn.
any last thoughts before we swap over to another game real fast?
Oh, nah, man. Yo, get that bit. Powerful like.
I'm gonna bring you back onto the show because I got another homie that planning on getting it, and I'm on the borderline of getting it. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get it at some point, but I'm like, nah, I gotta beat God of War before the game, and then I got Resident Evil 4 coming up in a couple more weeks here. Like, nah, we gotta beat God of War before we do anything else. But it's definitely on my list to get, and it's already looking.
I only got two more things to do on there. I got to beat Gnarf, and I got to beat the damn Berserker King, and then I'm done with that. I just been holding off.
Yeah.
I've been building up that frustration to get my ass beat 15 times before I actually do damage.
I was just talking about
do find the Queen Valkyries.
Fighting her and the damn what's her name? And the Berserker King.
Oh, yeah.
Man, hey, but them fights be so
intense. Ooh, them bitches is strong.
Them
motherfuckers is strong. I just died for the first time.
Oh, you're playing high.
Ooh, Legacy now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
A beast killed me. A frog beast. Or whatever the fuck it is.
Okay, so look,
we're gonna come back to Hogwarts Legacy, but I just wanted to get your deep breakdown of it real fast. I want to move on talking about two other games, man. We're gonna speak a little bit about Call of Duty. What's your thoughts about the survival mode on this Call of Duty?
Survival mode on what?
What's your thoughts?
How you feel about the survival mode on this Call of Duty? Yeah, I'm Modern Warfare 2. You remember? Because remember when shout out to the homie. Shout out to the homie. Playing. What'd you think about it compared to the old one?
That shit intense as fuck. that shit is like it's on nonstop. Like they put the damn the zombie method into that shit or something.
That's
next, like, so you feel how you feel about zombies? Like, he's got the zombie hype behind it, or what?
As far as, like, you know, all them excessive waves of people and shit.
They had a couple missions that was real heavy like that.
Yeah, we got
to get you back on there, man. We got to link up some more on there, man. Because that last one we played, man, we just could not beat it for some reason. Like,
yeah, I ain't nobody invite away. Y'all got this shit send me an invite.
Yeah,
that was crazy, man. But I mean, it was late. I'm pretty sure we would have beat it at some point in time, but it was late. But we definitely got to hop back on that because, you know, season two is finna get ready to drop. So I can't wait to see what they got, you know, releasing up next. Because every season they drop some new content or whatever. Oh, and also you hear about, I got to finish reading more about it, but you hear about, so it won't be a new Call of Duty this year, but there will be like a premium pack of Modern Warfare 2. What's your takes on that? Just like, hey, go on, take a break. Don't give us no premium content. Don't give us no Call of Duty. Take a break or give us a brand new Call of Duty. We don't want no premium.
It depends on what they're talking about. It's like, what kind of premium content is it going to be?
Is it like a DLC
on top of a DLC? Because technically, these seasons, they kind of like DLCs almost.
Hopefully,
it'd be something pretty good though. Now I wanna ask you about this Ghost Recon, man, because I seen you playing Ghost Recon really, 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 really heavy. I've been meaning to get you in here to talk about that. What's up with this Ghost Recon, man? Have you beat it yet?
Nah, not yet. I'm only 40% in.
What?
Talking about a game that got hella like main mission content and side content, nigga. Even with the main missions, you like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's some shit in the main missions is so strong that you have to go grind in order to be able to, you know, be strong enough to beat the person you gotta beat. It's like it's even some shit where you gotta have level 200 gear, and it's like, yeah, unless you get out there and do some shit, yeah, you ain't gonna have it.
It's the world.
Be like the last Ghost Recon?
Yeah, it's just like Wildlands. It's basically just Wildlands, but in a different place.
I know when I jumped
on. Oh no, man. Yo, it's been a minute since I played some Ghost Recon, man. But then when I jumped in, I was like level one. And I ain't had no drone, man, none of that. So I gotta get back on there and get some grinding, man. Do they have any new content dropping for Breaking Point, or
what? I don't know, because you know that bitch is old,
goddamn. Yeah.
That came out like 2018, I think.
So would you like to see
another Ghost Recon, or, you know what I'm saying, a particular location?
I mean, if they can remake another one like Wildlands, they could have kept on going with the cartel shit.
So what about all
the cons that this one got? If they can make a new one and fix all the things that this one can be fixed in, what are some of those things you see that need to be fixed?
That you would like to see in the
new, if they was to come out with a new.
I just don't see nothing they need to fix with it.
So, should imagine, what's your overall
rating for this game?
Would you give this game also
10?
Nah, not a full 10.
Okay. Maybe a 9?
Yeah, I give it a 9. It's based off gameplay.
So gameplay.
Stuff.
The gameplay is real.
Well, tasty. Tasty ride.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gameplay is almost everything.
Yeah, so, is the story mode
like intact enough?
Yeah, the story mode is, you know, the story mode You know, it's basically somebody, you know, who you was with, they turn on you and stuff, but it's like it's flashbacks throughout it to tell you, you know, little previous events in the story and all that.
Oh, wait, so is this linked to
Wildlands?
Oh no. This is all a different group.
Okay.
I wanna see what they do next up coming with. Hope Ubisoft got some coming out the bag. You know what I'm saying? I had a couple issues with the game, but I believe I just got to get back into it. You know what I'm saying? To kind of correct those issues you did. But like I said, man, I got to beat this God of War before I do anything else. Well, I'm going to hit you with two questions, man. I know you're trying to get back to the Hard Wars Legacy. Like, I already know how it is to just get locked in on a new game, and when a new game can have good graphics, good gameplay, and the control ain't so, you know what I'm saying, ain't so, damn, I gotta remember how to do this and figure this out. Oh, you got me sold, Jack. You got me sold, Jack. Story, right. If you got a good story and graphics, man, and gameplay, oh, it's over with. I'm locked in like a couch potato all day. So I already understand, man. What, so two more things. Remember that last question I asked you about, if Hogwarts Legacy can come out with a DLC, what's your ideal version of a DLC?
For which game?
For Hogwarts Legacy.
Oh, yeah. Well, for one, they supposedly don't have Quidditch in this. So, yeah. Of course, they need a Quidditch DLC.
A who?
A Quidditch.
What's
that? You said a quiz?
Quidditch.
What's that?
That's the game that they play on it.
Oh, okay.
That, and then, like, probably like the origin of the Death Eaters or something like that, or who came before the Death Eaters.
So diving
deeper into the story.
Yeah, like something dealing with, like, just going into, like, you know, the dark arts, origin of Dumbledore, coming to Hogwarts or whatever, shit like that.
Okay.
If the story is good and the graphics is good, you pretty much already at that point, like, immersed is already in there. I try to set the bar high for games like that. How immersed can you get me in a game? Do you feel like this game really got you immersed in it? Because if they go deeper into the story, that's going to deepen their immersion. You dig what I'm saying?
Yep.
So would you?
I'm definitely immersed in. I'm all the way in.
So deep into the
story with a high level of DLC. How long would you make the DLC?
Like long games
or short games, you dig what I'm saying?
At least half the main story. Half the length of the main story.
That'd be worth the money.
No, I don't believe in short games. if I want to play a short game, I plug up my Super Nintendo and play Super Mario.
I'm trying to fool.
True that. All right, little man, one last question, man. 2023, man, what game are you waiting for, and what game are you, like, highly anticipating?
Starfield.
That's the one you waiting for?
Yep.
Which one is that same
one that you, like, highly anticipated for too?
Yep.
That's when I
really shit on motherfuckers, because it's gonna be beyond open world. I'm gonna be open universe. Goddamn. I'm gonna be going planet to planet, establishing shit.
We're gonna bring you back on. We're gonna be talking more Hogwarts Legacy and some more Starfield, man. When do Starfield drop?
Man, I gotta look it up again, but I think that bitch come out either late this year or early next year. I want to say either between summer and late this year.
Yeah, I think it's late this year.
That's what I want to say.
Yeah, I think it's late this year.
That is gonna be a dope game. I can't wait for it.
Before we bounce out
of here, man, tell the platform, man, tell podcast world, man, where to follow you at, what you got cooking up, Mike.
Oh yeah, YouTube, Talk Quan to me, Twitch, Connor Dominic, the game tag.
Legacy. All right, Q, man. I appreciate you, my brother. I'm going to be watching some more of you playing some Hogwarts Legacy, man. Peace out, Mike.
Oh, yeah, it's all.
Let's do it. Game on, people.